online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earl.
Convoys of partially driverless lorries are going to be tried out on England's motorways. The government's denounced £8 million of funding as part of plans to try and cut congestion and pollution. HGVs will travel in groups of three, with the front one controlling the speed and brakes with wireless technology. Christopher Snelling is from the Freight Transport Association in Tunbridge Wells.
There are question marks about how useful it will be in Britain, and it may be that it's not the technology for us and we don't end up using it. But it's really good that we're going to test this kind of innovation.
KM FM News.
A BAFTA-nominated actor has appeared in court accused of taking a water pistol into a pub in Faversham. John McHenry was arrested following a disturbance at the Leading Light Wetherspoon on Preston Street earlier this month. The 73-year-old, who hasn't got a permanent address, is charged with possessing an imitation firearm. He's due back in court next month. A motorcyclist has been taken to hospital with arm and chest injuries following a crash with a lorry on the Sandwich bypass. The air ambulance was called after it happened on the A256 just before 8:30 this morning. As work continues to rebuild London Bridge Station, Kent commuters are preparing for major disruption to train services to the capital. Over the next 8 days, you won't be able to travel to and from Charing Cross, Waterloo East or London Bridge. The bank holiday weekend will see services to Cannon Street and Blackfriars affected too. Lewis Atherton from Network Rail says the disruption will be worth it though.
The progress has been going very well for the last 5 years. We've delivered on every key milestone for the programme during that time. And really what you're going to expect at the end is a vastly improved rail service north to south through London.
We've got details of the disrupted routes and what's being done to help commuters at kentonline.co.uk. A man who tried to kidnap and sexually assault a 14-year-old girl in a village near Ashford has been jailed. A court heard how Thomas Bevan grabbed the victim as she was waiting for a bus in Smeath, but she managed to run off. The 22-year-old from Osborne Road in Willsborough has been locked up for 22 months. And KMFM has been told almost half of young adults in Kent are relying on their partner to buy their first home. Stats also show more than a quarter of 18 to 35-year-olds don't earn enough for a house deposit. Dr. Becky Spellman is a psychologist. She says it can be tough for those on their own.
It is so hard for single people to get onto the property market, and often people will get a lot of no's before they get a yes on their mortgage, and that can really make someone believe that there is no way.
Sport with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket in England are batting first on day one of the second test with the West Indies at Headingley. The hosts are 1-0 up in the three-match series. A short while ago, England were 52 for 3. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.